Homeward Bound, June 10, Exalting the Law. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. Psalm 19, verse 7. Till heaven and earth pass, said Jesus, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. By his own obedience to the law, Christ testified to its immutable character and proved that through his grace it could be perfectly obeyed by every son and daughter of Adam. On the mount he declared that not the smallest iota should pass from the law till all things should be accomplished, all things that concern the human race, all that relates to the plan of redemption. He does not teach that the law is ever to be abrogated, but he fixes the eye upon the utmost verge of our horizon and assures us that until this point is reached, the law will retain its authority so that none may suppose it was his mission to abolish the precepts of the law. So long as heaven and earth continue, the holy principles of God's law will remain. His righteousness, like the great mountains, will continue a source of blessing, sending forth streams to refresh the earth. Because the law of the Lord is perfect and therefore changeless, it is impossible for sinful human beings in themselves to meet the standard of its requirement. This was why Jesus came as our Redeemer. It was his mission, by making us partakers of the divine nature, to bring us into harmony with the principles of the law of heaven. When we forsake our sins and receive Christ as our Savior, the law is exalted. The Apostle Paul asks, "Do we then make void the law through faith? God forbid. Yea, we establish the law." The new covenant promise is, "I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them." While the system of types, which pointed to Christ as the Lamb of God that should take away the sin of the world, was to pass away at his death, the principles of righteousness embodied in the Decalogue are as immutable as the eternal throne. Not one command has been annulled, not a jot or tittle has been changed. Those principles that were made known to our first parents in paradise as the great law of life will exist unchanged in paradise restored. When Eden shall bloom on earth again, God's law of love will be obeyed by all beneath the sun. Thoughts from the Mount of Blessing, pages 49 and 50.